Shalom! This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from my home here in near Branson, Missouri, overlooking Table Rock Lake. I have just made some webcasts of current events in the light of Bible prophecy, and I thought our radio partners would enjoy hearing what we had to say about the very latest current events. Thank you very much for listening. And we are looking at things as we do on this webcast, current events in the light of Bible prophecy. Some of the current events that are taking place right now are speaking to me about the increase in the power of the Antichrist system. Now, John in his writing said that there already, even in his time, were antichrists. Anti means against, Christ means the anointed one or the Messiah. And even in the time, always there have been those things that were against the coming of this King Messiah to the earth. Now we see that power increasing, and it is a sign of his very soon coming. One of the things that I've watched are some of the items that have come out recently with the power in the homosexual or gay rights advocacy groups. Now, I'm going to read you about one of the things in the news. Pentagon top general expresses regret but doesn't apologize after homosexuality comment. This is Tuesday, March 13, from a Fox News item. The Pentagon's top general expressed regret Tuesday that he called homosexuality immoral, a remark that drew a harsh condemnation from members of Congress and gay advocacy groups. In a newspaper interview Monday, Marine General Peter Pace, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, had likened homosexual acts to adultery and said the military should not condone it. So he was taken to task. Now the task he was taken to, now you've got to think about this. The military power of a country is one of the top powers, and this man is the highest military office under the President of the United States, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And groups called gay advocacy groups took him to task, showing their power in so much that he had to make an answer to it, make a remark to it, and Congress as well. I believe that this has to do with the Antichrist system. Now, the Antichrist himself, we first hear of him from the prophet Daniel. And in Daniel 11:37, he speaks of him, prophesies, neither shall he regard the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. Now, I believe that that can be interpreted that he will be homosexual. And so I think when these powers are arising, it has to do with the Antichrist system's power. Now, we, of course, are not speaking against any person at all who might regard themselves as homosexuals. I'm talking right now about that power. It was exercised. There's a pastor in a large city recently, and news items were splashed for 3 or 4 days running about him. One of the main things they took him to task over was that he supported a senatorial candidate who supported the marriage amendment, that marriage is between one man and one woman. It's been in the news lately that an actor was sent to behavioral counseling because of a remark that he made. A conservative talk show host was taken to task for some remarks that she made. Now, this shows you a power that is growing and that is being exercised. Now, the Bible, of course, and we reserve the right to preach the Bible. And God's will, or God's ideas are made known for us through its pages. Now I'm going to read to you Romans 1:21, so you'll know. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man. Therefore God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is God blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also, the man abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, and so on and so forth, without understanding. They're turned over to a mind that doesn't think right if they go on into these things that are hurtful and that are against God. But you're not surprised that people don't know things are wrong. My daughter Shelley was in a musical production for a couple of years, and she, just a normal secular production here in Branson, and she did a Bible study in the green room. And there she came across some teachings about not living, you know, not adultery and not fornication and not sex outside of marriage. And in that green room, as she was reading those things, one of the young women in there said, "What? You mean that's wrong? Why didn't somebody tell me before now?" Later on, that young lady became born again and became leading worship in a church. So there's just so much ignorance of what God's Word says. I was doing some television, and incidentally, those are being run now and in the month of April in Kenneth Copeland's daily broadcast on the authority of the believer. And as I went into Gloria Copeland's dressing room one day, there was a USA Today lying there on the table. Kylie, you know how she always has those every morning put there. And there was a corner banner that was placed across there, and it said this. And I'm reading now from that banner. "Americans get an F in religion. Sometimes dumb sounds cute. 60% of Americans can't name 5 of the 10 commandments. And 50% of high school seniors think Sodom and Gomorrah were married." I'm sure they had a kind of a multiple choice here thing. And what is Sodom and Gomorrah? And you probably had A, B, C, and one of those choices was a married couple, and 50% of them chose that. Sodom and Gomorrah. So this, you can see how the whole of society has been overpowered or overfed information into outside the Word of God, because the Word of God is very clear about God's thoughts on these kinds of acts. And I'm going to read to you about Sodom and Gomorrah. Excuse me. Would you know about Sodom and Gomorrah? Would your children know about Sodom and Gomorrah? To tell you the truth, I think that I can pick a bone with some of my own. Because when I said that to Shelley, my daughter, what this article said here, she said, "Mother, not all of it are just those young people that haven't been to church. Some of them are those who have been to church." She said, "Mom, when I was growing up in church, we had Sunday school. And you went in Sunday school and you learned the books of the Bible and you read the stories of the Bible. Now, sometimes there is a trend to teach the young people values, great and wonderful values, but we can't miss the plain, clear teachings of the Bible." It says in 2 Corinthians 10, or is it 1 Corinthians 10? It's 1 Corinthians 10, that those things from the Old Testament are given to us as examples. So we will know God didn't change. The Bible says that He never changes. So if He didn't change against it being something then that was abomination to Him, it still is now today. Are the people involved today? No. But it was so bad in Sodom and Gomorrah that God had to do something about it. And indeed He did step in. And lest you be one of those that don't know what Sodom and Gomorrah is, I'm going to read to you about it right now. I'm writing a book about angels, and it's just amazing how they are prolific in the Bible. Some angels came to visit Abraham when he was living in Hebron. I've been right by and taken many groups right by the place where the angels came, and he fixed them a meal. And they were sent by God, And God said that he was going to tell to Abraham why they had come down. He said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that which I'm about to do?" And so he told Abraham, the Lord said, verse 20, this is Genesis 18, 20. The Lord said to Abraham, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know." And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord, and Abraham drew near and said, "Will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" Now, I live out on the lake, and you're going to hear motorboats, and you're going to hear airplanes and maybe a helicopter, but just know this is exciting and this is life. Bless the Lord. So Abraham starts to intercede. He said, "Lord, if you find 50 righteous," and he intercedes and he gets down to the number of 10. But there came the two angels, chapter 19. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. Lot, Abraham's nephew, lived there. And Lot, seeing them, rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he invited them home with him. Now, on the way home, the men of Sodom, verse 4, before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round about, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, "Where are the men which came into thee this night? They saw those handsome angels. Bring them out unto us that we may know them." And this word "know" is the Hebrew word for know intimately in a sexual relationship. "That we may know them." And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after them and said, "I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me bring them out to you and do to them as is good in your eyes, but unto these men do nothing." And they said, "Stand back." And they said again, "This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he needs to be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with him?" So the angels put forth their hand and jerked Lot back inside and smote the men who had approached the house with blindness. Then the next day, Lot and his family left, and the city of Sodom and Gomorrah was completely destroyed, because that city had been wholly given over to immoral sexuality. Homosexuality, the Bible is.
That concludes this message. For information on Billy Brim Ministries, call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or visit our website at www.billybrim.org. You can also reach us by writing to Billy Brim Ministries at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast.